That I didn't get a chance to meet Obama.
Come on, you're swinging like a girl.
I found that two Advil work better than two Tylenol gel caps.
Sharp Bait here is going to be playing throughout the event. Can you hold down, please?
Oh, I see. It's not the end.
They're going to be playing, doing a number of different things ongoing throughout the event. Okay? The virtual suicide and bowling for television will be ongoing throughout that period of time. Individually, they will be able to commit suicide through remote control. The area directly below, listen up, this is very important, that glowing television right there, the space in front of that, in front of that rolling gate, this directly below that needs to be kept clear of people. Then we have the event over here in the corridor. So when we announce that, as many of you as are free, you come over there and help us hold that perimeter. We need everybody from the cop that can help. The People Haters SLR contingent at the end of the street is going to start up, and you'll know when that happens. And keep people from getting anywhere near the machines.
April 1st, pal.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, that's Joshua. My motorcycle broke.
Oh, no.
Try to get out and look at it, and I realized, what's the point of me looking at it?
I tried to do it. I tried to go over there.
And I went over there and I told them.
We gotta protect.
Okay.
The spirit of our.
So.
Get some rest.
Yeah, that's it.
While we're doing our little dance number,
I thought
you guys
hungry.
Are still arresting people. It's getting,
fine with coffee.
Getting even more intense.
Yeah. Yeah, coffee.
Frank Moore's cake.
Okay.
Right across from the entrance.
Dude, that's really cruel and unusual. Huh?
You should get some
I
rest.
Sing, you arrest.
The sound material.
I dance,
is
you too. Arrest. I get arrested, you follow me out.
So everyone has to be back on the stage by the time the Daily Show. So this is not funny.
Right.
There's going to be some chaos.
Yeah.
And this bridge truck starts in the middle of the road, one of the big bridge, tow trucks. And the guy turned on his bullhorn, and he says, "Hey," he said one thing. He said, "Hey, stupid." And I knew he was talking to me. And it's like I thought to myself, "Well, okay." You know, he's right if they catch me.
Yeah.
And so I went back in. There's a hatchway in the top with a lock on it, right? So they figure anybody climbing the bridge goes up the cables at night. You know,
right.
It makes sense, right? So I go in the hatch. Climb down inside the tower. Close the door. Locks behind me. It's pretty level. It takes me about 5 minutes to get down flying. And there's a parallel vertical. It's like I thought to myself, well, okay. You know, he's right if they catch me.
Yeah.
And so I went back in. There's a hatchway in the top with a lock on it, right? So they figure anybody climbing the bridge goes up the cables at night. You know,
right.
It makes sense, right? So I go in the hatch. Climb down inside the tower. Close the door. It locks behind me. And I climb down to the roadway level. It takes me about 5 minutes to get down flying. And there's a parallel vertical shaft. And I'm in this shaft right next to the doorway off the side. I'm waiting there. No one in here was insane. The way the tower is a door, and like, whatever. They get in the elevator and they go up.
Partition.
I know it's shafting inside. Hey, if I had up down there,
literally
wanted to not get out. And so I'm in the shaft, and I have to cross over to the other half of the tower leg that I'm in to get to the horizontal cross piece to get to the other tower leg where they won't look for me. So, and to do that, there's a couple ways to do it. But one way is at the road level, which is, you know, somebody there, you know, they're potentially there. So I have to go all the way to the base of the tower leg, cross over at the very base, and then go up, all the way back up above the roadway to cross over the horizontal cross pieces. So,
do you have to go outside on that apron?
No, yeah. It's all inside. It's all, you're all totally...
Back to the foes.
What he did was he...
Yes, on out!
I want him! We're stealing him! He's ours! Did you bring the Vaseline? John Wall lose weight, the fat bastard!
That's an awfully deep hole!
Let's do it!
What the hell is that thing?
That came long enough? Is that gonna fit?
Husband of Connie, the all-knowing and all-nagging, highest maintenance mate, slackfully unconcerned, grant the benison of deepest slack to John, thy departing bachelor, in furtherance of thy nameless mission, in iron to apron strings and dishpan hands, to find in the bonds of adamantine matrimony the inexplicable paradox of purest joy. Amen.
But right in the middle of Home Sweet Home.
was let's say he was videotaping.
Der Dog so will es sicher.
Were those terms confusing to you?
I can't stop this. I can't stop this. I can't stop it.
Agency would have it. They could all review it together. What was said?
Oh my God!
Heal me. You do it, and it's so fun to be on a show.
Just get it over with now.
Those little kids will never
said that he had the wrong checklist.
Yeah, the hurt.
Oh, that was that woman who she gets waist deep in a giant bucket of chili and calls the show to try to pass the time while she's eating
at her with your cow mom.
What are you talking about?
What was that
call? He was upset that he had the wrong checklist.
Yeah, the hurt.
Oh, that was That was that woman who she gets waist deep in a giant bucket of chili and calls to show up to try to pass the time while she's eating her.
With your cow mama and
what? What are we talking about?
Yes. Well, we crowd the airways with this stuff week after week because
we fill up the hours. We have hundreds of hours, more than we know what to do with. We hope you're tape recording it so we don't have to.
Blue, yellow, and pink. Yes, that's this show. Descott may know. Everybody's having a different signal. You see,
yes, some people are sleeping here in the studio. Some people are eating. Some people are dancing and singing.
Everybody that's on the show right now has a different show coming into their headphones.
Hello, hello.
There is a call.
Yes.
Call.
Always buried under the music.
Hi, my name's Bertie Carter. You got it, cute DJs. Need a job.
It's the same show. It's the same host. It's just one another. Every week, tune in.
And still, I have to go to sleep.
Church of Houdini's or something. Hi!
We'll control that time.
But where is this
time? Use it to our best advantage.
Now that we've told the why he called us.
I was asleep on the show. Kept going. I tried to sleep. I spread showstopper all over my face.
Sir, there's no smoking. Pipes must be left at the door.
Repeat, please.
We have our own. Try this one. Well, because you keep wanting me to play the tape with the real names on there, but I'm sorry. I can't do it because you are not one of the broadcasters on this show.
We did. All those names, all forbidden to be used on the air. We're sorry.
No,
that's just the way things
you
are.
Have may or may not apply to the actual show.
You don't have to worry about it.
We have given you some
clues. You can use your own real name on the show.
You'll probably be able to figure out which clues are false.
And which doctors are which doctors.
Yes, they would. But only one of them likes us. The rest of them are very jealous. You could ask the Bobs, the a cappella Bobs. They know about it. In fact, they were so impressed that we won't say that. It's another in joke. That's a what's his name? Ivan Steinberg.
Okay.
Philo Drummond.
We got another clever name for you out there. The official church band name of the minute is the Garage Tones. Think you can remember that and call us back with it?
The Garage Tones.
That's good.
I will remember.
Well, look for the right band, or North Star, the North Star, the Stupid Land. See, how's your nose feel?
Actually, what Dr. Philo Drummond recommends in this instance is to insert your finger to the third joint and to massage the lower surface of your brain with that finger as you pass through the third nostril. Thank you. Now, we do have to find another caller here.
You have survived 2/3 of more than an hour, less
point.
Than a show.
But fun nevertheless. Good.
That's a real hard one to find,
huh?
Do I have to go to Dallas?
I think so, because
you better leave right now.
It was so bad that the last showing he was papering the hall, so to speak, by handing out tickets in front. Which is great if you know about the movie, of course. And we are going. Oh, here we go. We're going now. We're going to drive to Dallas. Yeah, see you show. Right now, okay? Thanks for that. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have so much fun? Where was your guys' tent?
Thank you.
Well, it's area code 415. Followed by 848-4425.
Yeah.
So you want to know, do you put it all in? So you want to know if you've got a penis?
I had a dream.
While I was blacked out, was anything inserted into me? Fine, you win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
What kind of fool am I who never... Give me an A, will you? Lovely.
Song unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
with me, isn't there?
No, no, no. It's just
you. And what else? What else?
And what else?
Anyway. People in Phoenix are the nicest. Arizona's a lovely. It's the Grand Canyon state, as a matter of fact.
Gorgeous.
They needn't be. High fidelity is merely the exact duplication of sound in the minutest detail. Sound that we hear every day. The ear hears a range of 10 octaves from the rumble of thunder and the lowest tones of a huge pipe organ to the tweeting notes of a piccolo. The conventional radio phonographs reproduce only 3 or 4 octaves.
Fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am. There's nobody more conservative than me. There's nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Because nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me. And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody's in the history of this car.
Amara
is in law enforcement.
Frankly, our
friends for a long time.
I know what it means.
Respect women more.
Friends for a long time.
To people with disabilities.
Done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Nobody has ever seen numbers that you wouldn't even think are believable.
Unbelievable numbers.
A massive number
the biggest number ever. It's a ridiculous number.
And when you add it all together, a lot of good things are going to happen.
Billions and billions and
billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
And billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. And billions 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 and billions.
Please come immediately.
No.
Look at that.
Occasionally. Boy, why is it? What do you know? Well, not me.
And something scary, too.
Yes,
effects continue. What about that?
That's it.
In his parlor one afternoon, listening to the radio set when the telephone started in a jangling. He picked it up. It was the radio station calling. Hello? Yes, sir.
I found a way to cook.
Thank you.
Which way is he going?
Mr. President, are you prepared to use the military against U.S. citizens?
Press.
We choose to go to the moon.
Necessary. Oh, I found a way to cook eggs.
We choose to go to the moon.
Come on over.
Important show.
I said stop.
And,
pleasure to introduce to you the important show.
Harry against U.S. citizens.
Press.
Brothers, get in this show. I'm doing a movie with Nick Nolte next year. It's coming out Christmas time. We're going to see it right here.
I got scream on my server. Is it time?
I'm taking one of those red pills you gave me last week.
I'm not finished yet.
Federation doesn't let anyone just pop through on a little time ride, a little sightseeing jaunt, so to speak.
Something may be making me hallucinate.
What do you mean?
I mean that twice before something touched me, and there was nothing there. Just before something touched me.
That is also true. So?
Bones. Something may be making me hallucinate. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you.
I was expostulating on efforts the entire race of mankind could undertake.
Nervous tension.
Juice.
was just so great it to was, do that to the audience.
You need to sleep.
You want to make God laugh?
Here's a special message from the inventor of the phone company, Alexander Graham Acme.
Hello, Americans. Call me Joe. And here's some good news. The phone company is sending every one of you a big brown bag of hot food.
Been running for my
mind. Why? Because we took your shoes away without telling you.
The formative years of my youth were spent watching these two beings cast their horrible light.
The old lady sister rubbed the old lady's head. But they never played to the end. Right in the middle of Home Sweet Home, the old lady would start having the pain. The old lady would cry, oh, oh. Exactly three times and one time over four. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Nobody knew where the pain was, not even the old lady.
There are many confusing new words and terms that are hard to understand. Haven't you heard these brand new experts talk, 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 talk?
It was, as I have described it to friends, visualize it.
This is better than what you could visualize in terms of the choices. You know, it's just, no, you didn't do that. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. But he's trying to be serious.
Yes.
This is deadly serious. This was his, of course, some of us would quibble with that.
Right. Intentionally serious.
Intentionally serious.
She kissed Queenie the cat. Dandy the dog barked.
And it was, and the story of why it's never come out is shrouded in rumor and intrigue.
And a piece called Dialogue. Like this that we're going to hear now. This guy, I'm just sharing with him. Worked in advertising.
Techno ish.
But right in the middle of home.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he went. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Next remains a mystery.
You do not listen to it before you try it.
Copy?
Yeah.
That's it.
Because I am listening to the radio.
Everything's going fine.
Do it before you try it.
Your first acquaintance with it should be while following its instructions.
And now, relax and enjoy the show.
Here to provide you all the information you need to conduct your life in a civil, fantastic way.
So get with it. Get with the program now.
In Northern
get
California,
get in step with all the Puzzling Evidence Show. Program in Northern
Next
California.
Week, in Southern California, all the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Your record player.
Record into a quiet room where you can be alone for at least an hour.
Then turn on the recording and
begin to follow its instructions immediately.
But would we
crash into that object?
No. We shall also operate our metal shutters at will from inside our space sphere. Any time we open one of them or close one of them,
space,
we will change course.
And time.
Open.
Fate.
This one.
Chance.
You need the method from beginning to end to experience it from beginning to end.
Everybody on your forehead, on your hand.
And he provides that no one should be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name.
And now, relax and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Ah, be patient. Now, if you please.
If it's to have any meaning to you, you can't learn this method intellectually. It's a process of emotional learning.
You must try the full recording before you can understand.
Patient. Now, if you please, I would like to continue with an examination of time. From the moment we enter this life, we are in the flow of it. We measure it and we mark it. We cannot defy it. We cannot even speed it up or slow it down. Or can we? Have we not each experienced the sensation that the beautiful moment seemed to pass too quickly and wished that we could make it linger? Or felt time slow on a dull day and wished that we could speed things up a bit?
And like everything else in life, the results will be in exact proportion to the sincerity and diligence with which you approach your task. May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
You know, and some of it says it's the best of nothing. Since we basically have nothing and have made it the best of it.
You can't learn this method intellectually. It's a process of emotional learning.
DJ Bruno, you ever been to a show, and I mean a live one?
I have.
You have a live one?
Oh, no. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Oh, no. The radio
live,
show.
Live but captive, yes.
Yeah, that's right. The live one where it's actually on stage. Everyone gets on stage and they do a show that's pretty much, you know the show on radio?
Sure.
And then the live show?
Sure.
Here are the similarities. They both have nothing in them. Nothing.
Sure.
And that's it. There's no other similarity. Nothing.
More cameras than planes.
And, oh, they have the same name. There's two similarities.
Okay.
It's the exact same name, nothing else.
And DJ Bruno's first thought was, you know, that was the same problem with the F9F.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're saying that the mental damage we're causing DJ Bruno is like the bent wings of the F4F and also the F4FB.
She comes to show, and the next thing she knows, she's listening to how there isn't gravity because we can't put it in a bottle or store it or
you know that,
buy
that's,
it.
I was trying to get to that.
You can't see?
This is what I was trying to get to is if there are no gravitational waves. Why is everyone insisting that there is gravity?
I know.
Why is this
a real problem?
Continue to be brought up all the time? Experiment after experiment
right.
fails to produce any evidence of
right.
gravitational waves. Yet, over and over again, people are just throwing gravity in my face as if that there's any
right.
proof whatsoever that it exists.
I don't know. I think you should just give it about 10 minutes and quit.
I am not going to screw up tonight.
Amusement or entertainment. It was recorded with the permission
of individuals who know nothing.
Finish it.
With the superficial anxieties and worries of daily living out of the way.
The record is not intended for amusement
or entertainment.
I work here.
Second, you can become my partner.
It was recorded with the cooperation.
Yes. Individuals who know nothing.
I must have a partner. A helper. Alone, I can rob, even kill. Him. With a helper. A visible helper.
I can do so much. Now, alone, I can rob a little, kill a little, but with a helper, and then more helpers, I can establish a reign of terror.
Reign of terror.
And we're experiencing the method for the first time.
I should
and
be able to.
And where's all
it.
Your crew? No gravity, huh? They're gone.
You know the funny thing?
See here, Leopold. Let's have the show.
Fellow, get on with me.
Very well.
Either you should become a student from the first experience with the record,
when you still don't even know the method, or study the method in full before you try it.
Welcome to the Terror Dome on radio. Now in the eighth circle of hell, we're coming to our countdown to hell.
This recording will not cure you of anything.
It's not.
We discuss at length the sort of topics which make good subjects for panel discussions.
And
all the other details which go into thorough preparation.
Or a psychoanalyst or a psychologist.
Operating a good discussion
it
program.
It likewise promises.
Let us just say briefly that once
that
you have selected a topic,
normal people make fuller use
of their personality.
You should secure three or four panel members who can discuss different aspects of the topic.
Deep relaxation
brings us closer.
That you should make up a list of perhaps 20 questions on the topic for a 30-minute program.
Anxiety.
That you should make up discussion sheets for each member of the panel and yourself.
And that you should gather the panel members to talk over the program.
Perhaps 20 minutes or a half hour before the program.
Our eternal hit parade of sin and punishment. It's divided into 10 concentric trenches containing those who committed malicious frauds upon mankind.
Everything you need to know. Merely take your record player and the record into a quiet room
where you can be alone. Then turn on the recording and begin to follow its instructions immediately.
Yes, of course.
It's not intended for amusement
or entertainment.
Yes, of course.
Can you believe it? I can believe it. I would believe it. True. It's true. It's going to be great. Radio, there's nothing to see here. Nothing. Nothing to see at all. I can close my eyes. It doesn't change a thing.
More slowly than others.
However, if you try it faithfully for a while and still...
Can you visualize me? No, you can't.
You have 1 minute to reach the wall.
Great.
Buying and ordering do not increase your chance of winning.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. You know, once in a while or a puzzling evidence show.
Then don't attempt to follow the instructions at all on your first hearing.
Spot for his house at this.
But the superficial anxieties and worries of daily living out of the way. The record is not intended for amusement or entertainment.
All the greatest religions speak of the soul in the earth, the only end of life. So what then does it mean to die? I need a volunteer from the audience. Someone not afraid of death. Please. Someone. I assure you, no tragedy will befall you.
Two, we come to the flatterers and whores, plunged in the slop and dirt which they excreted upon the world.
Achtzehnter Gesang, Dirnen und Schmeichler. Wir hörten sie eingetaucht im Bereich von menschlichem Kopf.
You feel you must.
Aus den Worten.
I do.
Oh, let the man do his show.
Vidi gente attuffata in un esterco che dagli umani privati parea mosso.
What's all this?
To take the place of a psychiatrist or a psychoanalyst or a psychologist.
And that's yours? And this too.
Morning. Coffee?
Oh, I don't know. What do you call that?
Yeoman's lunch. I like that.
And I've done my best to sort of. I made a dog's breakfast out of this show.
Dog's breakfast is like when they eat vomit, you mean?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. I have a song about that, a country western song about gross but effective.
Deep relaxation
brings us closer to our real self.
Your feet. Raise your hand against your forehead. Concentrate on it. Form a mental picture.
Yes.
Have you got it?
Yes. Yes.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Put your hands in front of you. I like it, yes.
You have a confederate.
It's more primitive than that one. When you raise your hand to your head, the blood drains from it. When you raise your hand to your head. When you raise your hand. When you raise your hand. Every time. When you raise your hand. When you raise your hand. Please take it. With my compliments.
Why, thank you.
Oh, they're paying him to be a very, very specialized tour guide?
This is a sort of
I've separated myself from that ivory tower life now.
Yeah.
You may notice. Who cares about being smart anymore?
Though your legs are aching, smile though your brain is...
waiting. When there's a queue, you'll get through. Punching black and blue. Smile as you kick the old lady. Smile, say, sorry, honey. We'll keep the bargains coming through.
Acquainted with the method.
While you are on standby duty, your program suddenly goes off. Great, pause again.
People learn more slowly than others.
However,
he's off the air for some reason.
Still have difficulty. I'll be most happy to hear from you.
This is exactly the sort of situation for which you're on standby duty.
Instructions.
You must quickly make an announcement to let your audience know that the problem lies with the
great adventure.
Other thing that
would be much more fun to do. I don't intend to reach the Hall of Fame for having been undersmayed to a dame. You're always on a cloud,
a thing you're not allowed. My orders are to see that you keep both feet on the ground.
It is tense. Relax. You should be completely unaware of any part of your body.
Matter can be changed into energy, and energy can be changed into matter. But even though matter and energy may change their forms, the total amount in the universe remains the same.
The conservation of the universe only says you can't increase or decrease the amount of energy. Oh, energy may change its form and does it constantly. You can't increase or decrease the quantity.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Been around for a long, long year. Stole many men's soul and faith. And I was round when Jesus Christ has his moment.
separation.
Clothing at all, open them, loosen them. You should not be aware of any part of your clothing.
You should be able to relax completely. All right, I'm going to teach you a few very, very simple rules for relaxation. There's nothing new about them. The yogi knew them years and years ago. The way to relax is to recognize tension.
Now I'm going to ask you to try a few things just for exercise. I want you to wrinkle your brow very, very tightly.
Just the muscles wrinkling up in that way. Give you the feeling of worry. Now relax.
Top. This will be take one. Let's go one good strong take and we've got it. So let's put out. Take one. God only knows.
It's the Brad Master Mix.
I'll give her all.
That's
all I do.
Rip.
Contemplate.
You love I say, bring him in, strap him down, and let's rock and roll.
I love her. She gives me everything. And tenderly. The kiss my lover brings
so I'm born.
You like to play? You got a car? Let's get the hell out of here.
Show.
May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything. Because on the floor, you're able to relax every part of your body.
And on a couch or on a chair,
you're not initially.
That's right.
Now just make yourself real comfortable.
Although you have almost total anonymity on the radio, unless you make yourself known, you are expected
to respect the on-air communication.
Let go completely. Let go completely. Let go completely. Let go completely.
Anchoring deeper. More and more relaxed than you've ever been in your life. You feel wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling. In this stage, you are capable of anything you wish. 7. More and more relaxed. Let yourself move. Let yourself go completely.
Don't try to be aware. Just let yourself go. That's all there is to relaxation.
Oh,
energy may change its form and does it constantly.
But for me, it's work.
Looks like we've broken part of the orchestra.
Broken or just,
it doesn't matter with the band. The narrator will speak its name and the staff of the wonderful show.
Good heavens, that piano wire seems to... Look at that, it's all over the stage.
And now the main participants are wheeled out onto the stage in the ceremonial
helicopter
chairs.
Look, there's...
Did I tell you I want to be a spacetronaut?
Here we go, crossing the stage. Squadricon.
I want to be in the Squadricon, yes.
Don't we all?
A member. A junior member of the Squadricon.
Fine. Everybody stands. Staff of the radio show, Anders. Hello, how are you? Yes. We hope to bring you a wonderful show tonight. So let's get started.
But you have to have lots of guns. Just like in the Matrix guy said.
A number of locations where Sub Genie hang out. In your city, maybe one would like it. Famous Sub Genie hangout, the Purple Pipe. It's a club in the middle of a beautiful downtown Lafayette, Wisconsin.
These diners don't know it, but we've secretly replaced their after-dinner coffee with a big cup of hot steaming froth.
Dr. Dog,
listen in and see if they notice.
What is this?
Yeah. Tastes like dead frogs. Yes, Fropkin. Attack the sensitive stomachs of normals.
Who would have thought that they could have produced a delicious, healthful beverage from reconstituted pipe tobacco?
Could I see that for a minute?
It looks like it won't do me any harm, so here you go.
This is the shrimp Dobbsburg, yeah.
This is the shredded information processor.
It looks mighty good.
He's drinking it.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up in this biology book.
I never
liked
humor like that.
This was coffee.
Keep your voice down.
Couldn't you sink your teeth into a bacon-wrapped Dobbs burger right now?
It went in his, I think it went in his ear. Oh, I don't think it's supposed to do that.
Wait a minute. Look at him.
It's not your ear.
I'd be scared if there were music right now, but I guess I'll just go back to eating.
Right. No scary music. This is where the elite hang out.
That's right. Hey, all right. Yeah, okay, I'll be cool.
Shut up. Sit down. Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Look, about you keeping that? We've been sponsoring a Wobbly Hour. We've been having old weird Wobbly guys.
I was just about...
Hello?
And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the throne of the beast. And his kingdom became darkened. And they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. And they did not repent of their deeds. God, how your work is a mystery. The scorching sun I can no longer see.
You're calling American Flyers, 3-9 Zulu. Roger, 3-9 Mike, what is your heading? What is your heading up?
I'm just north of you.
Let the man do his show.
qui di gente attuffata in esterco che dagli umani privati parea mosso.
Ok, here's how we do it. Ok, you ready?
Go.
Ok, ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2.
It's a beautiful movie morning. Well, someday the show will return. Before you know it, we'll have the answers that you so desperately seek when you listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Well, he's from Pennsylvania.
Astonishing, this technical installation is the wonder of the age. Your privilege to be listening to it. Doesn't sound like good, clean laughter to me.
What are you boys doing in there? I'm gonna send in the boner.
I order a German wife, but she does not leave my leg.
We'll send in the creature.
Translation.
Creature!
Does not like my emotions.
It's a little too much negative radiation in here.
And this is sort of one of those, from this moment to the end, is really about setting up the dynamic of how these three disparate people, who at the beginning of this production were total strangers, and how they come together and how they need to be together. And this is sort of the about the glue.
And some brilliant teamwork will ensue. Yes, we'll get to know each other.
Oh, yeah, I see. There's a construction beginning in the next days. Helicopter base pad, which they rebuild every year.
Because the helicopters land in a really clumsy way and bang.
Yeah, they smash everything up. They're really
those
bad.
Those helicopters crash all the time, and they land in a clumsy, crashy way.
Really? You have to note all that in the log, right?
Let's make it worth their while. What's on our station now?
Puzzling Evidence.
Makes you hungry for more.
Get that off my station!
Can you get the Marshall vein back into focus there?
Get those hungry hippos out of our station.
Get it off!
Wait, I'm interested in this thing you call radio.
You are not going to do
a program on this thing.
30 seconds, sir. Should we delay?
Oh, no. We'll never get the clearances again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a broadcast of warning. This is not fiction. This is not a dramatization.
Yes, the Martians are coming this way.
Well, this, what the hell is it then?
My fellow Americans, I have never misled you, and I will never mislead you.
Mislead
tonight,
you? I
America
won't mislead
is
you.
In grave danger. We are under
We're
alien
in a
attack.
Grave.
Repeat you. Do not you.
A real mushy liberal stuff.
Right, a show with meaning, yeah. A show with relevance to the social problems of today, right. Cute stuff like that, sweet stuff, light humor, family humor, something for everybody, all right? Because this is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Have you ever had hallucinations?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One remembers.
Yeah. We're actually nice. We're not mean like that.
Because we're the show.
And what a show.
Now what a show indeed.
Standing groggily on its hind legs, but still punching, still very much a lusty contender that screams for attention in the neglected spectrum of early morning radio.
Screams in its silent scream. A silent, death-like Richter of
of screaming.
Sort of cartoonish like.
Not everyone is attuned to these frequencies. Not all these sounds can be heard by the conscious mind.
Is this the scary part?
It could be.
Can we get tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
But an imaginary player.
Call me Billy.
We just met.
As Frank Zappa said, the radio's broken. It don't work anymore.
There was nothing to do with it. It was in National Oceanographic magazine. I ain't a kitten yet.
You ate a kitten. Why?
It was delicious.
Because the radio
was
broken.
They're better when they're young. Take it from me.
The radio is broken. Because you know why?
I saw that on TV once.
Oh, they won't do nothing. It's all sensationalism. Why, they're harmless. It wouldn't hurt a row of baby ducks.
Oh, ew.
As long as the pipe is still smoking.
Yes.
We're all
darn
safe.
Pipe, that's the problem. Is the dottle of on the flame is.
Well, it rains on the roofs like fire.
And the.
But there is no mind.
There is no mind. Brain probably and brain. What is brain? Also,
but I remember.
I'll just be like, yeah, you're an actor. Like, if I don't get it.
Right, you can't.
That must be an actor.
Because she was saying, I can't follow your conversation at all.
Oh,
because the show is too cool.
Well, wait a minute. If she likes it,
shut your mouth.
How come she can't follow it? No.
Well, it's fascinating conversation at this hour of the morning.
Right.
See, we're playing the nice music while things get clean.
She's cleaned the entire studio.
You didn't clean
one
this side.
Oh, well, just that's one spot.
Yeah, and you have to touch the clean and unclean parts of the wipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go wash your hands 12 times.
Really, really important. And she could not redirect her attention from the fascinating array of strange happenings.
The other thing is people thought that there was going to be, they had built into their expectation a lot more exploding chicken feet and
fire and death and blood and killing and stuff.
Not in that short of space.
No. You can't kill a machine properly with
the little
in that little space.
She's going to clean the whole studio with this antiseptic wipe.
Yeah, she has one wipe. She's going
to.
She's going to turn this. I'm going to write this up on the radio.
Okay, we should go on right now.
And I'll take. Wait, I need to.
Yeah,
take
we
a
had
photograph
to hire our own
this.
Staff to come in and clean this place.
Yeah.
But what about the Grand Canyon?
And would you want to watch Chud while you take the Chud?
You should be watching
ruin
Chud.
Everything. Ruin the whole trip to watch Chud.
Just keep all the requests sort of in the same phonetic area, and I think you'll be safe.
What makes you nervous?
That's a good grouping
instead of
mechanism.
Enjoy
yeah.
the
that's all I do. It just keeps
having.
Order in my universe, okay?
Your channel.
Yeah.
Be
and I only watch Chud on the channel.
The Chud channel.
You're channeling Chud, you say?
Which is the, let's see, what is the acronym for Chud stand?
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
The dweller part is sort of the lane where it really came out.
Well, they live down there.
Kind of like the end of Valhalla Rising.
Whoever see God Told Me To, as Larry Cohen in the picture. Yeah, so the
special
idea.
Effects.
Well, he was always inventive in his pictures, but the idea is that every now and then a Jesus is born, you know, and it turns out there's one living in the basement of this building, this tenement building in New York.
Doesn't this mean the opposite, that there's also a bunch of Satans and demons being born every minute? Yeah, I mean, it's the only way it could work out, balance of dark energy and dark matter.
The outer net.
Christ.
Oozing, flowing, and breaking out.
Okay, I got to go check on the
I used to think that,
the little show dwarfs back there.
Oh, yes, they're rustling around, making trouble.
For God's
give it to them.
Vertically challenged.
Those little ones have to be
back there.
Shall emerge who is born.
But have everlasting life.
I will.
There he goes.
A personal relationship.
Perform on
God.
It's hard to believe unless you believe, but when you believe it, then it's easy.
Well-regulated heaven.
how problems are solved in heaven.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think about it? Heaven would probably have a bureaucracy you would love. You would go, oh, I am so happy that you are in...
We call it duocracy.
That's the one.
Yeah, helps me see in an interdimensional way.
Certain
in my mouth.
And seers. It
helps me see the third dimension in my mouth.
The phantom zone.
Some strange creatures in there. Too small for normal mortal eyes.
I wasn't sure, but thanks.
I like to clear those types of things up whenever we can. Something that our listeners have grown accustomed to over the years. They like to learn the new words, learn a new word every now and then that we use here on the show, like bubble. Oh. We use the word bubble from time to time. Hal just used it just then.
Yes, I remember. We all remember. Betty Bubble.
I'm determined.
Talk faster.
Out from the show because of... bodily
music cue.
Because of an indisposition.
Because of an undetermined...
Talk faster, they're trying to get in.
The people couldn't figure out what was going on. The people they're supposed to know couldn't figure out what was happening.
Science was also baffled. Each bear in Jellystone Park has to wear
this
one
radio
item
is not broken.
What did you say?
Our radio's not broken.
Oh, it's not? Well, I thought all radio was this. Maybe.
No, no. Well,
I had to fill out a lot of paperwork when I came back.
It was no show.
Papers?
They wanted to know what had happened to me, why I wasn't hanging around the show.
I'm sorry, sir. These are not in order. Would you come with me?
I had to sign everything in triplicate.
Oh, it's radio police, bastard.
And they didn't. It wasn't even.
You're off the show.
They made me stick carbon paper between it.
Just
carbon
step up
paper.
Here.
Can you imagine? This was old stuff. Old forms.
See, off the fire.
These forms didn't even have automatic.
It's hidden in the watermark here.
Really? Can you? Do they stick?
Hello, test.
Like
testing.
Adhesives? Do they have little adhesives on them?
That's on.
Oh, you think so? Okay, we're going to do this professionally this time. Ready?
Professionally, yeah.
Okay, here's how we do it.
Okay.
What sound does a visit make?
Yeah.
So we sort of took over K-Rob's thing. And haven't really checked in with K-Rob yet, if that's cool or not.
Isn't checking in sort of like asking somebody how they feel when you...
Yeah, it's all about the feelings. That's how you keep friends. You check in.
It's also how you lose friends, by the way.
Yeah, it's true. It can happen. Sometimes it's just like horribly consequential in either direction. It's like, oh, I totally did not... mean to like make that person love me because I apologized, or the opposite. Like I apologized in the opposite way that now they hate me and they unfriended me on Facebook.
Wow, harsh.
It's like, how much do you say? How much do you not say? Like, how honest are you supposed to be? Because I forget. I really like being honest. It's fun. Sometimes it hurts people's feelings, and you know, I feel like. Feelings are meant to be hurt in those situations. Not necessarily theirs or mine, but sometimes it has to happen because it represents the truth.
I'm pretty sure I block more people than block me, but how do you know? I mean, they should send you like a report every month, like mail it to you like the gas company does.
You have to just know. Like, you have to get like, is that right? Is that not right? I don't know. There is no formula. There is no formula for friendship.
Apparently there is. It's an algorithm that they've been working on for some years. And right now there's like more than a billion friends on Facebook. A billion friends.
My algorithm is like people that talk the most or something. And then if I try to switch it to random, then it's like... so-and-so likes blah. And I'm like, I don't care what you like. I wanted to hear what you had to say. Those darn algorithms.
I'll tell you the ones that get me. It's everything that K-Rob posts. Because you have no idea. Where the hell did he find this?
What I think is awesome, I have to say, and I have to interrupt you about K-Rob posting, is like my first cousin's wife, who I never met before, like went by like she likes K-Rob's post, and I was like, what? How do they know each other? I haven't even met her yet.
Remote control. So beautiful. Remote control. So beautiful. It enhances any decor. Clean. Modern styling. No knobs or gadgets in sight. Remote control. That amazing new wireless wizard electronic remote control. So perfected, you can operate every control. All seven functions. And each function is completely variable. Tint, color, brightness, volume, fine tuning, channel selection, on or. You can tune either with the remote unit from your easy chair or use the push-button panel in the cabinet. Here, hidden, is the push-button panel. It operates exactly in the same way as the wireless remote unit.
But she liked K-Rob's post.
No, it's no need. It's not so good a 4K system, but there's nothing to look at it. It's going to rain over there.
Trump, Donald will stop it if you want him to.
You know, I think I'm going to listen to that Gillespie.
He'll stop it. He can do anything. It's amazing.
No, it's almost time for the inauguration donut.
That's the theme for today. Yes, Gil Scott-Heron, it's winter in America.